Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Binchtown TV. This is Jim, and today we have the second drop of our special Halloween week spooky podcast episodes. If you guys are fans of the pod, you know that we have a series called Pitchtown TV, where a guest comes onto the show and pitches the pilot of one of their favorite shows to us, and we watch the episode and let them know if we're going to binge immediately, add it to the list, or if we are out. Many of you probably don't know that my sister and co-host Kathleen used to be on another podcast on the Geekscape podcast network called My Favorite Episode Of. In this podcast, Kathleen and her co-host Julie had a guest come onto the show and discuss their favorite episode of one of their favorite television shows. Sound familiar? Well, Pitchtown TV was born when My Favorite Episode Of unfortunately had to end, and Pitchtown TV is our homage to that podcast with a few tweaks. In today's episode, we are dropping a previous My Favorite Episode Of episode where I came onto the podcast and discussed the pilot of Scream, the TV series that aired on MTV.
What's up, everybody? This is another episode of My Favorite Episode Of. Today, we've got my favorite person in the entire universe. It's my brother, Jimmy Powell. What's up, James?
Best intro ever. What's up? Thank you.
And Julie's here, too.
I'm here.
Producer Matt, are you going to be on the mic at all? No, he is not, but he's seen the show. Jimmy, what are you doing today? What episode did you
choose? Scream the TV series, MTV.
Yes, we love it. We are big MTV people.
Yes, we kind of are.
We are.
You still are.
I am.
Yeah. Julie, have you ever heard of the show prior?
I have. You guys know I'm a baby. So like,
yeah.
I was like, I can't watch it. I'll be scared. And then when I you were like, you'll actually be scared. And I watched it today. And I was like, why did she say that? I'm not scared.
Did I say that?
Yeah. You were like, you might actually be scared. And I was like, but I'm like not. Like the movie Scream never scared me. I just love it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I know,
thank
right?
You.
It gets scary though, right?
Matt? Like Scream scary. Like the movie Scream scary.
Yeah, I guess. It's more slasher. I mean,
yeah.
It's
not like
jump
haunting
scares
a real house.
Is what gets me usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but there's not really much of that.
It hits the nostalgia piece so well. They did it so well. I'm shook how well they did it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, honestly insane. But I don't know. I remember I'm still a wuss where I'm like, if I watch this at 10 p.m., I might be creeped out but going to bed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but obviously there's parts when they're like in an abandoned hospital and
dark
and scary. You
ooh,
know.
Ooh,
there's
yeah.
The jump scares.
Okay, us about it. What is this show about?
What is this show about? Well, if you haven't known, this is Scream the MTV series, and it is based off of Scream the movie.
Woo! Just
and
our favorite movie.
That is me
movie.
And Kathleen's favorite movie ever.
Mm-hmm. And boy, do we know it.
Yeah, I know. I make it
Yeah,
known.
I can't believe I'm not wearing my Scream shirt today.
I know. We always wear it.
I don't know why I thought he was going to say my Scream mask. And I was
oh, my God. It's actually in my car, I swear.
Wait, which one? The original Scream mask or the one? Didn't I get you this mask?
I don't think so.
What?
No, I just have the original.
No, I bought it. Did I not give it to you? Who else?
You probably have it.
Did I give it to Julia? She's the only other person I would have given it
Could
to.
Could be, but I definitely only
I
have
I think he's forgetting.
You might have been like, you bought it, and then you were like, I want this. I do that all the time.
I haven't seen it since.
Oh,
well, I remember going to the Party City near my work. Like, I was searching all around the world for this because it's so obscure.
Yeah.
Nobody's seen this TV show.
No. It's very cool because everything that the original Scream movies did well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's obviously not rated R. You have to accept the fact that it's an MTV show.
Yep.
Not for a cheap plug. Our podcast, me and Kathleen, we are like the champions of the underrated shows.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I picked this show because it's entertaining. You know, it's fun. It's not, you know, an HBO show. It's not Scream 1996, you know, but it's still very entertaining. And it parallels the movie, you know, it really does. From the very opening scene, the iconic Drew Barrymore scene, you know, they used Bella Thorne. I guess this was in 2015 when it came out. I feel like it was even longer ago. I feel like it should have been.
Yeah, it's 2015 or 2016. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah. And I actually wasn't watching Nickelodeon or Disney or whatever back then. Like when I was a kid, it wasn't Bella Thorne. I really didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
I knew that she was supposed to be a big deal. She was kind of supposed to be the Drew Barrymore parallel.
Mm-hmm. She's the MTV grade Drew Barrymore. I mean, she's the hot famous girl Drew Barrymore, but not like if this was an actual, if HBO did this series, she wouldn't be Bella Thorne.
Oh, no, no. But yeah. The fact that it's MTV, you're getting like a Disney Channel star or Nickelodeon, whatever she was.
Yeah, shake it up.
Yeah, that was
Disney
Channel.
With Zendaya.
And you're thinking she's going to be the main character.
Yeah.
And she's not, just like Drew Barrymore was, but Drew Barrymore was like superstar at the time. That's why it was so crazy.
Yeah. And Bella Thorne looks hot whatever.
I literally have in my notes, get slutty, sis. Dude. Like, we'll run through the first scene, but because it's so fucking good. But the scene where she starts like messing around and like playing with him, being like, all right, let's go. Like, this is where it gets interesting kind of part. And she just like throws her hair and like goes in the hot tub. I'm like, get slutty, sis. I'm like, yes, queen.
That's what I was like, damn, Bella Thorne, you hot bitch.
Wait, before we jump, I have two things. Julie, we've talked about it on the podcast, but tell Jimmy about your costume. The best ever.
Oh, I was Casey back for Halloween 1 year.
Really? Oh my gosh, I love it.
It was
my best costume I've ever did in my life.
So we can post that picture when we like post the Instagram because it's really good. We should post the Instagram and then make that like one of the swipe pictures.
I actually remember when I sent you the Snapchat of it and like you responded and you're like, holy shit, that is so fucking good. I felt so good about myself because she loves Scream. So I was like, oh, no, it is good.
It is.
I feel like I had to have seen it then.
Yes.
Kathleen definitely would have sent it to me.
We should redo it. You could be her. I'll be Sydney. I've said this exact same thing. Just jean jacket, purple shirt, blood all over me.
I'd be down. Kenny was the worst Billy of all time. Remember Kenny's costume? All he wore was a white t-shirt with blood on it. I was like, you could have done so much better.
Me and Jimmy always joke about, because we watch all the same things and whatever, but we always end up like joking, like we'll be Casey and see, we're like, fuck no, they're dating in the show. We forget that we're siblings and they're not. Okay. Anyway, and then my second thing is, before we jump around and get in, so the actress who plays Brooke, did you recognize her from anything?
No.
This is specifically for you. She is on As the Bell Rings with Tony and Demi Lovato.
Who is she?
She's like the ditzy friend. Like, she, I can't wait to show it to you.
One of my notes that I wrote was Brooke sucks.
We love Brooke.
You do? Does she redeem herself?
Oh, like, she really does.
She's a Petra.
Yeah, she's a Petra. And she's the Tatum parallel in this, I would say. But she really like sticks around. No spoiler alert.
I thought I read she was in Gossip Girl too or something.
Wait, she might have been. I have to look her up because now I'm like forgetting what she looks like. But one more thing before we jump into it. I was the killer from Scream like 6 years in a row when I was like...
Our nephew Bobby did that all the time. He was just like, let me put the mask on.
We have so many masks between the two of us. I can't.
I can't believe I'm not podcasting with the mask on right now. That's I literally have it in my trunk.
I wish you did.
He just walked in with the mask on. Okay, so just before we hop in, the thing I like about this is that they didn't just copy Scream. This one has its own lore, which is cool. A different mask, different lore, which we'll have Jimmy tell. But yeah, let's get into the opening Bella Thorne scene. Hit it.
Yeah. Well, I also just want to say, like, they took their own lore, and a lot of people were actually very pissed in the beginning.
Yeah.
When they realized the mask was going to be different, the lore was going to be different. Obviously, you can't do Sydney because Neve Campbell is just way too big for this. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people were very pissed Ghostface wasn't in it. And I think after it's all said and done, a lot of people agree that it was a good thing.
It's just like having a slasher, like Scream itself. Technically, there, by the end of the movie, you know, like there is a backstory. Like the reason they're doing it is because the year prior, like Sydney's mom, whatever, with the dad, whatever it is. But this one, it goes back. Like when Noah is telling the story of this and the the violin music in the back, I mean, it's incredible. And I'm like, yes, give me a brand new backstory, but still that slasher. Like they're hitting all the bits. They're hitting all the like. Okay, let's just get into it.
Well, Netflix is like misleading because if you type in Scream, it Ghostface is the picture that comes up.
Well, because season 3, man.
Tell us about that. You should have picked that.
No way.
That would have forced me to watch it.
So they did 2 seasons of MTV Scream and then a special. Yeah. And me and Kathleen were so into it. We're superstars on Reddit with our theories, and I swear we either wrote it better than they could have, the ending, or we got it right. And people were loving it.
Yeah.
Okay? And then they just decided, yeah, we're done. No more. They're going to cancel it and reboot it. And they did a season 3, and I was talking to producer Matt about it once. I mean, I didn't even finish, and I am obsessed with Scream. Okay? I couldn't even get... I think it was 3 hour episodes. No, 6 hour episodes, I believe.
Yeah, there's only six episodes. Yeah, yet, so I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Oh, it came out in 3 2-hour episodes.
Oh, six. Okay, I thought you were saying six hours.
No, I'm sorry.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Six 1 hour. Yeah, 6 1 hour episodes, but it came out with 3 separate episodes, 2 hours each.
It was
they
bad.
Went back to Ghostface, and I couldn't even watch it.
It was that bad.
It was
bad.
That sucks. Yeah, they took all the actors away, changed the story, changed, like, I think Queen Latifah was part of it.
Oh, God.
I mean,
which is cool for me if they do it right. Queen Latifah can be in anything. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, she wasn't in it, but she, I think, was producing or something. But
weird. Really?
Didn't she produce Scream Queens?
I don't think
I think I just 100% made that up. Queen Latifah, Scream Queens. I'm just like, yeah.
You're giving her that credit, and I don't think she deserves it. I don't know that she owns that.
She's
credit.
In Hairspray. That's all we need to know.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Well, I was literally looking up, like, refreshing myself with the two seasons, and I was remembering how season two ends, and I was like, oh my gosh. Cliffhanger.
Yeah,
my
I know.
God.
I know.
And we're never gonna know.
It was fun though, because me and Jimmy watched it like together every week.
Yeah. Still worth watching.
I love
especially
that.
Season one. They're both especially. Really good. Season one does end in a good enough way where you could just watch one season and be happy with it.
Yeah.
I love these characters.
Is
like,
it all new it's all new characters in season two?
No.
No.
It's one and two are canon.
Right. Right.
Gotcha. Same universe, okay. Yeah. Whoever survives.
Yeah.
The cool thing about it, and I'm going to quote our boy Noah here.
Yeah, baby.
So,
I mean,
but the thing is, it's like a teen show. MTV teen show that everyone doesn't like to admit that they love.
Yeah.
But then you add like the Scream part of it, you know, so it gives you like a little bit of both. So, I mean, the other thing about it is it's meta. So it knows it's just like Scream was in 1996. It knows that it's a TV show. It knows it's a scary TV show. Like it's a slasher. In the show, Noah is our Randy.
Yes.
You know, and he's explaining everything, and he's the one that is breaking the fourth wall. He's kind of understanding that they're in a scary movie.
While you read it, I'm going to do the...
So Riley's asking, he's given the story, and we'll get into that more, but he's given the story about what he thinks is going to happen and why it's happening. So Riley, giving him a little of attention, says, you know, what's the end of the story? Tell me. So he says, you got to remember that the whodunit may not be as important in our story. You need to forget that it's a horror story, that someone might die at every turn. You have to care if the smoking hot lit teacher seems a little too interested in his female students. You have to care if the team wins the big game. You have to care if the smart pretty girl forgives the dumb jock. And Riley says, sounds like Friday Night Lights.
Love that.
I love that show. Yeah. I almost picked that show.
Yeah. It's so good.
And then he says, exactly. You root for them. You love them. So when they're brutally murdered, it hurts.
When he says that line, I fall in love with him.
Oh, yeah.
Noah is like my dorky Michael kind of like.
Yeah. No, but I actually was like, well, I like him too.
Yeah. When his eyes light up, like when people start talking about it and his eyes light up, I'm like, the passion.
I'm going to jump ahead, but when he tries to swim across the lake, my anxiety was through the roof. I wouldn't get in the lake during daytime, let alone nighttime. I would play dead on that dock until the sun came out.
And that's the Brandon James Lake.
Yeah. Oh, so I watched it last night and then I watched it today again one more time, like at work, just to because I love it. I could just listen. I don't really need to watch. I've seen it 500 times. And during that scene, I fast forwarded because I was like, I can't. It's giving me anxiety. It's
dude,
insane.
And just like him getting pulled, like I'm like, nope, nope. Mm. Who would ever do that? Like, why would he do when he gets the idea that he can swim across the lake? I'm like, no, the fuck you can't.
I would just scream and scream and scream until someone like.
I would will myself to die.
I would be Stephanie and play dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's all good. Let's get in the water.
Yeah. Okay, he's like, I can make it. He like eyes it up. He's like, I got this.
Okay, let's actually like go through it a little bit. Our episodes recently, we haven't really been going through the episode. But
we
this
get
one,
off topic.
Like, this is good to go through. Like
I feel like a pilot one, we really can walk through it. And anyone who listens who hasn't seen this show can be convinced to watch it by going through this because it's so
100%.
Good.
Right.
Okay, so Bella Thorne is the Drew Barrymore, like Jimmy said.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets brutally murdered in the first 5 minutes. And it's lit. I have it written down when she has this little stupid dog, Pomeranian. And she's like, I have a Pomeranian, it'll gut you on command. And I was like, it's like the cheap version of like, I have a boyfriend and he's big and he plays football and he'll kick the shit out of you. It's like not, it's like a low brand version, but I was like, wow, that's fucking lit. I love it.
Yeah.
So did you see that coming? Or did you think Bella Thorne was going to be in the...
No, I knew exactly what you guys said. Like, I knew that they were probably doing exactly what happened in the movie Scream. But I did, like, I was at first thinking it really was her boyfriend texting her. Like, I just really went over my head. And then I was like, oh fuck, wait, this is definitely the killer like messing with her. And then, you know, game over when he throws the head in the hot tub and you're just damn.
I know, heads up.
Yeah,
and the Tyler thing stays as a storyline. They don't find him for a while in the season.
Yeah, well, that's at the end. She's like, is it Tyler who kills me? Like, it is actually hilarious how nobody cries when she dies. Not a single person. And Riley's like feeling sad about it in the middle. But at the end, she's like, so what's the ending? Does Tyler kill him or is it really Brandon James back? Like, so dorky. Well,
I think it's important to start with the fact that she's a bitch. So
Nina is.
Nina. So it starts showing Audrey being recorded with her quote unquote girlfriend. She says the whole time it's not. And then they post it all over, you know, basically cyberbullying. And then that's why you think, whether it's true or not, I'm not going to spoil it, that Audrey might be the killer.
They do a great job laying everyone out as a suspect. Mm-hmm. I mean, besides maybe Emma.
I didn't think her at all.
So at the end, when you kind of see her like at the board and you see with Brandon James like on her board or whatever it is, I don't know, you're supposed to be like, ooh.
Yeah.
And even Noah at the end
with this
and Jake and Will being the Stu and Billy of the story.
Yep.
But before we hop out of the Bella Thorne, because wow, we are not even close to being through this episode.
No,
we? Classic. Part of the cool part of Drew Barrymore Scream, it's so classic, but I mean, part of Julie's costume was literally the phone, the old school phone. So I like how they did it with, she's getting taunted by text. She's getting taunted by like cameras and video.
Snapchat
and stuff. Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of like Scream 4. And they're saying like, oh, the game has changed.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've maybe said it on this podcast, but Scream 4 is like almost as good as Scream 1.
I love Scream 4.
Scream 4 is incredible.
Yeah.
But I like where they're like, okay, the game has been changed and you have those characters telling you the rules of the new slasher age and like, oh, the new way.
It's the reboot rules.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Don't fuck with the original, baby.
And, yeah. And that's like the TV series. Another Noah line is they're talking about you can't do a slasher as a TV series.
I love that.
They're doing it in class. They're talking in class and they're saying, they're talking about the gothic genre and they're saying, I forget, Walking Dead, Bates Motel, I think.
American Horror Story.
Right. And Jake says, what about Halloween and Texas Chainsaw? And Noah says, no, they're slashers, you can't do it.
Yeah.
And he's trying to explain why you can't do it, because slashers are 90 minutes. You go in, you go out, you kill everyone, the final girl makes it, and that's it. You know, and that's where the quote comes in about, you know, you care about these people for a whole season, and so when they die, you care.
Gothic genre is all over TV right now. You have American Horror Story, you have Bates Motel, Hannibal.
What about Texas Chainsaw or Halloween?
Those are slasher movies. So, you can't do a slasher movie as a TV series. Well, think about it. You know, a girl and her friends arrive at the dance, the camp, the deserted town, whatever. Killer takes them out one by one. 90 minutes later, the sun comes up as the survivor girl is sitting in the back of the ambulance watching her friends' bodies being wheeled past. Slasher movies burn bright and fast. TV needs to stretch things out.
Nina, are you home?
You know, by the time the first body is found, it's only a matter of time before the bloodbath commences.
It's so good. That's the first time you hear like that. And he is just like ripping the rules.
Yep.
And it's just like I think about the scene in Scream 2 where they're talking about the movies and sequels whatever. So often it's the same in Scream 4. They have like a classroom scene. I'm like, oh my God, they do it so well. Every time the nerd starts like going in on the rules, I'm so in on that.
Yeah. I mean, Randy shows up in Scream 3 as well on tape. You know, given the rules.
Scream 3 is the worst movie.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, I can watch Scream 3. I can't watch season 3 of Scream.
That's true.
So.
Wait, it's Scream 3. Is that, which one's Emma Roberts? Is that 4?
That's 4. Okay.
That's the one we love.
Yeah.
So Scream 3, there was a different ending written and it got leaked. So that I think they changed
almost
up
the whole movie was rewritten.
And boy, did they rush that, I think.
Yeah,
they leaked the whole thing and then they rewrote the entire thing because they didn't want anybody to know what happened.
Was Wes Craven attached to this show?
No, he passed away. Well, he wasn't attached and then he passed away.
He was not attached.
No, he wasn't. But neither was Kevin Williamson.
Kevin Williamson, okay. They did it good.
They got the blessing, though. Yeah. But it was all, yeah. But it was all new on TV.
Just, like, do it.
Was Scream 2 the one where Sydney dreams about her mom in the window?
No, that's 3.
Ah, that scared me like no other. Yeah. Like, terrifying.
I think that's the scariest part of the whole 4 movies.
I've never watched it more than, like, once or twice because of that scene. It scares me so bad.
Let's dive into this a little bit because, Julie, you're so right. That scene with the mom is the scariest part, but her walking through the sets is equally as scary. Like, I remember being like, fuck.
I think one of the best scare, not necessarily scare scenes, but the best scenes is in Scream 3 when there's all the costumes.
The Scream costumes, yes.
And one of them is the killer.
God, the idea of it all is so good, but it just did not pan out.
I just think that, especially with the reveal. I mean, that's the big thing for me always. Yeah. You know, I want to know why and who did it. You know, Noah just said who done it doesn't matter, but I care about who done it.
Yeah, we do care.
You know, we want to guess. And that's why we were mad that it was canceled, because we don't know.
I have 3 words for you. Courtney Cox's bangs.
Yeah,
I
heard that.
In season 3 are cut to her scalp.
David Arquette recently said that it was his fault.
Really?
Yeah, they were married at the time, and he said, I don't know the actress, but he said, try to make this look happen, and he said it to her and, like, the cost, or whatever, the people doing her hair.
Who gave him the right?
Yeah.
The audacity.
I mean, that's why, like, he announced it as a joke when he was announcing he was in Scream 5. Like, that was why it came up.
Deputy Dewey Boy.
Oh, I love him.
I know. So much. Okay, back to the show. We barely talked about it, but Audrey, Bex Taylor Klaus is Audrey's character. I met Bex at Monster Mania. It was great. We'll post that picture too. I had her slitting my throat Scream style. But anyway, it plays such a big role in this episode. She's kind of the quote unquote outcast, but Emma is our Sydney. So we get introduced to Emma right after Bella Thorne gets killed off. Emma's our Sydney. She's our main character. Used to be best friends with Audrey. Mm-hmm. They fell out. Audrey and Noah are best friends. So they're kind of the outcast, and they call her Bicurious in the thing. And on my autograph, she signed it Bicurious and the Virgin because there's a picture of Audrey and Noah. But that kind of like is a main theme throughout the entire thing, like dealing with that as well. Her dealing with the trauma of being harassed, basically. Yep. And then Nina, I guess. It's barely about Nina.
No, yeah, it's really, I mean, Nina's the one who did the harassing, but the whole deal with Audrey is that Audrey went one way, where it's the I'm a nerd, I guess, way. Mm-hmm. Emma is popular and has all the popular friends, and Audrey and her aren't friends anymore. But you can tell that Emma's still really nice, but all the others aren't.
Yeah. Do you think Will is hot? Jimmy.
Yes.
Kind of. But he's like too douchey for me.
I'm a Jake girl forever.
He's a big douche.
Jake is the stew. Who I love. He's like such the goofy, stupid one where Will and Jake are best friends, and it's the Will is Billy, Jake is Stu, and Stu's kind of the one saying like, leave her alone, and like kind of like saying shit that's gonna get them in trouble, and Billy's like, what the fuck?
There's just really a lot of storylines going on at once.
So many.
And some are just like the teen storylines, like the teen TV show storylines, and others have to do with the horror stuff. You know, it's really a mix.
Yeah. I would say this episode is so strong, and not until, because it stays strong, I think, but once it gets to the party, it really hits the MTV tropes. Like, really just the, like, they're at a party, there's, like, these really cringy lines happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's okay, though, because, like, especially with the slasher films, you understand that they're gonna sometimes be cheesy. So the fact that it's an MTV show and it's being cheesy by default makes it okay. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You know?
We forgive a lot.
Yeah, we do, actually.
We like a lot of things. What was your favorite part? You liked it a lot, right?
I did. But I love Scream. But I'm like where like you guys love all the Screams. Like I've seen the first Scream like a million times. Whereas like the other ones I haven't seen that much. That's why I'm always like, which one is this? I've seen the first one 1,000 times. I loved the episode because it was like the modern day Scream.
Yep.
Like another thing that you said, like where you said the phone in the original Scream is like huge. The popcorn is it for me.
Ooh.
Like I, my whole life have wanted to make popcorn like that.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
I'm a microwave. I know, but I'm a microwave girl. I grew up with a microwave. Like I never did it over the stove. So like that whole thing is like iconic for me too.
That's like social media now. It's like, it's the popcorn for me is how people phrase everything now. It's like, it's the blah, blah, blah for me.
Yeah.
It is the, I mean, can't get more iconic than that.
Dude. Yeah.
That's so good. Let's get into the Brandon James lore, because what happened is They find out Nina dies. And then they sit down for mandatory counseling is right. what they sit down for. And then Noah gets that glimmer in his eye because mm-hmm. they bring up Brandon James. And then there's Kieran is another character who is the new kid in school. He's like this like hot broody, like blah, yeah. blah, blah.
That was his first ever acting job, too.
I don't like Kieran.
He's not hot.
Well.
Jimmy's like, well, he's hot.
He's pretty hot. I like his hair.
Yeah, he's got good hair. But no, I never gravitate towards like the broody character. It's just not what I do. But okay, hit us with the Brandon James lore because it's great.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, so that's why the mask and the lore actually is really cool with this show. So Noah explains that there's a kid and like you were saying, it's years and years ago. So the connections are that we'll get to it, but like Emma's mom and it's during her time as like a teenager. So, mm-hmm. I mean, what if she's 40s now or 50s now? It's 20 something years yeah. ago, mm-hmm. yep. 20, 30 years ago. And he was a child that had Proteus syndrome and he had to get all these surgeries on his face over and over. They said it was like over 10, I think.
Yeah.
And every time he got a new mask. And that ended up being like one of the last masks he wore to protect his face. And that was just the iconic, we're going to use that. And he was wearing it, quote unquote, when he was killing.
Yes.
Whether you believe he's the killer or not back yep. then.
Yeah. So they say the night he killed people, quote unquote, again, is Halloween night. So he goes up to Daisy, this right. girl named Daisy. So we don't know the reveal yet at this point.
Right.
So he goes up to Daisy. It's Halloween night. So wearing the mask is fine. And then he takes the mask off and it basically looks exactly the same underneath. He gets beat up. It's classic. It sucks. We love Brandon James. I'm a Brandon
right.
James fan.
And it's all based on rumors and story too. Like that's important for later in the story, whether you get to season one and two. They were childhood friends, him and Daisy. He was an outcast. I mean, worse than Audrey. His dad was ashamed of him. His mom and his brother took care of him. And Daisy was his like next door neighbor or something.
Yeah.
He fell in love with her and he goes to the dance. And like they say that he was sending her notes back and forth and they were kind of friendly for a long time. And he goes to the dance to meet up with her and tell her that he loves her pretty much. And she has, I mean, are we going to go with the reveal now? Or
yeah, go with the reveal.
Okay, I loved it. Yeah. I loved this.
So you find out that it's Emma's mom. And Daisy was just a name that her friend, or only her family, right?
Only her family used.
So, and she was underage, so was able to be wiped out, and yep. no one ever found out that she was Daisy.
Yeah.
So she had a boyfriend who was Emma's dad, and he wasn't very nice to her, apparently,
yep.
back then. And Brandon is trying to tell her that he's not good for her, and Brandon is, and it's his friends that beat up Brandon.
Yeah.
And she definitely isn't, like, that's the thing. Like, you don't know the whole story, but you're supposed to assume that she isn't actually freaking out because she knows what Brandon looks like. She's been friends with him.
Yeah. yeah. See, this is a reveal for Julie because you're kind of going past
know,
episode
going
one,
bit,
but
yeah.
it's fine because
yeah.
it's a cool reveal anyway. But yeah, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah. So after he gets beat up, he goes on a killing rampage.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote. And then after the rampage happens, he kills five and one of them, I guess the sixth is the dad,
yeah.
but he was only injured. So he was stabbed and injured. And then he met with Daisy at the docks where Noah was, you know,
stranded
getting
swimming.
Stuck in the fishnet.
Yeah.
And, you know, they met to talk and Daisy said, turn yourself in. And they shot him. And he yeah. fell into the water.
That's so sad.
I know.
Oh, it's so
I mean,
sad.
And he's talking. And he's like,
sweet.
I only wanted to. Yeah, yeah, I forget his actual quote.
Yeah,
but
what does he say? He's like, I only wanted to
be with you or something.
Yeah.
And he gives her the little heart thing.
Yeah. yeah. And I think it's cool that they immediately show her now, current day, open this box and it has a heart reveal. Because yeah. is this before or after she gets the pig heart?
No, it's before.
It's before.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. We get a lot of the cool, like, Emma's mom reveals in this one.
I love the
Brandon James stuff.
I thought Emma knew at first because she says at the one part, like, you deserve it for all you've been through. And
right.
then she gets, like, real butthurt. Like, she's like, Brandon James is dead. So I'm like, oh, she knows. But then they get the package and she's like, who's Daisy? And I'm like, okay, she definitely doesn't know.
Yeah. So she knows her dad was attacked.
Okay.
So she knows that Brandon James attacked her dad, but that's all she knows
okay.
at the mm-hmm. time.
Yeah. It's
so,
good.
Yeah.
It's really good. And then they show them kind of outside on the lawn and it's so scream. It's
it
like
is.
Them on the fountain being like, live her alone.
Yeah,
that whole
exactly.
scene is them just like arms over each other, like laying around, blah, blah, blah. It's so Scream.
It's the exact perfect thing where they're all sitting around, and at the time Stu says something and Sydney goes, like, she gets like upset, you know, and Lily's like, stop, stop. And Jake does the same thing, you know, and he's, you know, whatever he's saying, like,
Yeah, I've been saying liver in the mailbox, but that's Randy.
No, Stu says liver alone.
Oh, liver alone. Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah. He's like, is it true they put the liver in the mailbox next to his spleen and his pancreas? Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks.
But he's given too much details is really what, like, because it's Sydney's freaked out and he's saying, you know, Casey was gutted, and they're saying, relax, dude. And then Jake's doing the same thing because he says the mom or the neighbor tweeted that she was sliced from ear to ear, you know?
Thinking back, of course, spoiler alert, it's Billy and Stu in Scream. If you don't know that, that's insane.
1996.
Like,
better now.
Yeah, it's statute of limitations, but knowing that Stu is literally sitting next to Billy being like saying all that stuff and Billy's like, you're fucking kidding.
Like
absolutely
shut the fuck
stop
up.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
but I like that in that scene where they're like, is it really appropriate to have a party tonight, and Brooke's just like, it's a prayer vigil.
Yeah.
Should
it's
I
an
have
Irish
one
wake.
Yeah. Oh god, I love you're gonna love Brooke.
Yeah, you
so
will.
Can you guys tell me, or tell me if it'll completely spoil it, do you meet the killer in season one or in episode one?
You find out the killer.
No.
Have you met?
We're not going to tell you.
We can't tell you that.
Okay.
We can't tell you that only because there's, you know, at Scream, there's like twists and turns.
Yeah.
I have like a feeling like.
But I'll tell you that you do find out the killer in episode 10 or however many episodes are in the final episode.
Like, I have a feeling that the killer is somehow linked to Brandon James, like his like child or something.
I love that you are thinking that deep into this.
Yeah. I am. Yeah. I know it's going to be something. Like, I love a good theory too.
Yeah.
But sometimes I hate myself because I make up one that's so like, oh, that's totally it.
Oh my God.
Preach to the choir.
Jimmy listened to the Dexter episode today. And so we were talking about Doakes. Do you remember, like, Doakes is the cop who hates Dexter? And
or
when
like,
he was talking about Doakes and you like looked at me and were like, and I was like, she thinks it's Doakes. Like, I could see it light up in your eye. I was like, it's couldn't be true.
I loved that episode because I almost picked Dexter too.
Yeah.
You know, if he didn't pick it, I would have picked it, except for the fact that I feel like we needed to talk Scream. So that's why I picked Scream.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything that he was saying and when you guys were asking, I was like, that's exactly how I would have responded. Like, I love it.
Yeah. I kept going, what about this? And I'm like, no, don't tell me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so hard to not. That was like me in Haunting of Hill House, like, or on. What is it? Of or on?
Of.
I can't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Of. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love that show.
Yeah. Like, I kept asking you questions. You were like, just fucking watch it.
Yeah.
But I was like, so scared.
You're like, what happens
to
the mom?
That's the shit I can't watch. Like, that's the stuff that scares me.
Okay. Haunting of Hill House is incredible,
but terrifying. Yeah, and now they're coming out with a new
I think the new one looks scarier.
Dolls and Shit, don't play. No, and that comes out that comes out on my wedding. I just want everyone to know. I was gonna text you guys and be like, so are you guys skipping my wedding?
Me and Matt are gonna be like fucking watching it on our phones in the back.
It's a ceremony and Kathleen has her fucking headphones in just binging.
Like, I've seen a million wedding ceremonies. I don't need to see this one.
Bly Manor.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm glad they brought most of the cast back, but it's the new one, like my guy Rahul Kohli, I think his name is, from iZombie. Dab. He's so good.
Dude, little kids are scarier than humans. That's why, like, adults.
Hell yeah.
So those aren't like, the same little kids, though, right? That's not little Nelly.
No.
Okay, back to this. So basically, we get the Emma's mom reveal, and then we head over to Brooke's party. Emma invites Noah and Audrey, which is nice of her, but you almost know something's gonna go off. I don't know. This is where it kind of gets MTV to me.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to go into it, Noah really being Randy when he's like telling the story on the couch and Brooke goes into the...
Is it Randy or Noah or Kieran that tells the part where he's saying that we're at like a party, you know, where he's...
I think it's Kieran that says that.
Right. So he's just saying, basically, again, calling it out, being like... Like, Noah says, we're safe here because slashers aren't going to come in with, like, a machine gun and just start lighting us up. It's the person who walks away.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
And it's funny because Brooke says that immediately right before the thing. She's like, first of all, Brooke just loves to watch the world burn. She tells Emma that Will's cheating on her with Nina. And she is just going to each group and just setting a fire and walking away. I love her so much.
Yeah.
She has a major character change.
She really does. It's almost like Brooke Davis in One Tree Hill. Like... She comes in episode 2 and it's such a ditzy dumb, and then they make her the best character ever. It's like, I don't think they realize what they had with Brooke, and then they're like, oh shit.
It's almost like Margot too, with the magicians, you know?
Speaking my language.
Yeah. So Brooke disappears, walks away, and it's because someone tells her that the lights are on in the garage. And of course, it's, you know, the garage with 17 cars in it, and, you know, because she's rich. And you find out more about her rich dad, too, later. But she walks in, she's checking the car, and this is where you're waiting for the jump scare. You know, so you're sitting there, and you're like, oh, here it comes, here it comes. But she's walking, the door's open, she's looking around, and then she walks right into Will. So that's kind of the jump scare.
Yeah.
Then you're looking at Will, and this is, again, like another teen thing, but you're, like, looking at Will, like, are you the killer?
No.
Like,
yeah.
Because he's a little badass, he's too. The Billy. He's like, if you ever get in between me and Emma again, I'll end you or something.
Yeah. So, I'll break you.
Yeah, whatever he says.
Like, what does that mean, sir?
Yeah.
Please. Yeah, really? You're saying that to a 17-year-old girl? You're going to break her?
Yeah. Yeah, he is very suspicious. Let's just talk about how if you went into your garage and your lights wouldn't turn on, you would not walk into the fucking garage.
I'd be like, help!
And if your car door was open, you would not sit in your dark car and turn it off.
After you know someone's been killed.
Even if no one got killed, if my lights wouldn't turn on, I would literally have my phone flashlight on.
Funny because I was literally just watching or listening to the Dexter one where you're talking about you always have to have your phone on and check the back seat.
100%. You just have to. And I think it's crazy that guys don't think that.
Yeah,
I thought
literally.
Everybody thought that. And then like we were talking more about it. And I'm like, I guess it is
Jimmy's
like a girl
third degree black belt. He can kick this shit. That's true. A slasher. Psh. Jimmy's the slasher.
Kathleen gave me a buck knife for Scream. A little real buck knife that says, what's your favorite scary movie on it?
Engraved.
And I've taken it out here and there because why else would I take it out? Yeah. And I'm like, this thing is sharp. It's very, and I'd kill somebody if they break into my house.
I had to buy the exact replica from online, and then I took it to a place and said, can you engrave what's your favorite scary movie?
They were like serial killer.
But it's on the cover. Like it's on the leather case. Yeah.
It's not on the knife.
Yeah, I would have loved to get it engraved into the knife, but I would have been like paying big bucks for
that. It is freaking sharp, man.
Yeah, but I like that knife because me and Jimmy love when they take the knife with their hand and clean it. Yeah. Yeah, clean it with their hands.
We need Jimmy to just sit in our car at all times.
I'll be in the back seat just chilling.
He's like, our bodyguard.
Jimmy, are you there?
Jimmy, all right, hello.
It's us. Right, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. We can get in.
Okay, so this is where Noah gets put on. I'm trying to think of anything.
Well, the one thing that kind of pissed me off was Noah isn't drinking that much. I mean, and then he passes out being like, night, night, you know, and I'm thinking they should have. I'm not saying they should have drugged him or something, but if it's a prank, I'm thinking they're going to make him keep drinking or do something to make him pass out. But he kind of just like passes out at this party and then he wakes up in the middle of the lake. And then at the same time, you're kind of having Brooke tell Will or tell Emma about Will and Nina. And then she just walks away, finds Kieran, is like, you want to make out, dude?
I know. I don't love Kieran, but I like this line. So she shows up all bent out of shape because she found out that Nina and Will banged while they're on a break, quote unquote, Ross and Rachel.
God.
But they go down to this, like, I don't know, like plant room. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a greenhouse.
Yeah. I'm like, it's not called a plant room.
Plant room.
The plant room.
Plant murder room.
I actually like when Noah's like, I have a house just like this in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
And Brooke does the K.
I love them. I love these characters. So you'll see eventually, like, there's a lot of death in the first season, like ones you would not expect. So once it kind of gets to season two, people you wouldn't expect are like dating and you have like more of a core group that are bonded by the murders in season one.
It's literally Friday Night Lights.
It's so
with
good.
Scream. Like there is everything's going.
Landry.
Oh, Landry. Piece of shit. Freaking killed someone, man.
Spoiler. Worst plot line ever. Anyway, so Emma shows up to Kieran. Kieran just like drinking a beer in the plant room.
Just chilling.
The plant room, the greenery.
And so they're talking about Kieran says something like your perfect boyfriend and she goes, my perfect boyfriend slept with the deceased, which is funny in itself saying the deceased, your fucking friend. And he goes, necrophilia is a problem. And she goes, you are dark.
Yeah.
And he's like, you have no idea. And I'm like, I love that about you. It's a funny, witty joke.
I mean, and he calls her out too. She says like, are you supposed to like your friends in high school? And he's like, I would hope so. I mean, she really doesn't fit with any of them. Like Riley maybe. Like Riley's fine. She's nice.
Spoiler alert, her Audrey and Noah become really close.
Yes.
And I love Emma. Like, Emma's character, Willa Fitzgerald, I would watch her in anything now, even though this is kind of like, it's not like she's extraordinary in this series, but I love her. She's not like the acting really brings the house down for me. Like, when her and Audrey are at the pool, and Audrey's like, because you got pretty, and then is like, I'm not like into you or anything. Yeah. I'm like, oh my goodness. Goodness gracious. You're vicarious. I'm like, yeah. I love this, but it's so corny.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess that's what it's like in high school. It's like awkward if you're like bicarious, you feel the need to be like, I don't have a crush on you.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
like now when you get older, it's like, people don't think that. But
yeah.
I love it.
It's hard to remember. Like now that we're older.
Yeah.
You know, we're watching and we're like, oh yeah, I guess that's what it was like. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. But Noah getting stuck in the dock, swimming ashore, kind of ends the party for everybody, right? Nothing happens.
Yeah, he gets caught on the fishnet. He thinks someone's pulling him down. Kieran comes in and saves him. And then Jake reveals that it was like his prank.
Yeah.
And then Audrey gets pissed and says, thanks for inviting us to the party, Emma. And then takes him away. And then I guess Emily's with Kieran. And then that's when you find out that...
Ooh, good reveal, yeah.
Yeah, that's when you find out that the sheriff is Kieran's dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Daisy, Maggie, and the sheriff are hanging.
Hanging
and banging.
So we knew before that they were dating, right? Like earlier when Emma's mom reveals that she's Daisy to sheriff whatever, that's the reveal, right? That they're dating.
Yeah, I mean, because Emma brings it up and I think the mom's kind of just trying to blow it off a little bit, you know? That they're hanging and banging.
Yeah.
But, I think you're supposed... I mean, you know, she's calling them over, you know, late at night.
Yeah, true.
Check out this pig's heart in a box and let's hang and bang.
So, it's funny. When you saw that, Joel, did you think that that was a pig's heart or a human heart? I thought it was a human heart.
I didn't know what it was. So, yeah. I was like, is that just a blood cloth? What is that?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this.
Say it.
But...
You're allowed to say whatever
they
you
love
want.
To talk about pig hearts, pig stuff, and the rest of the... Big stuff. And the rest of these two seasons, like there's...
Really?
I can't say anything because there's other spoilers, but...
I feel like there's pig references in other scary stuff, though. Like,
corn syrup. What they use for pig's blood and carry.
Yeah, there you go.
Anthony Perkins, psycho.
But I do. Like, did you see Roanoke? Didn't it have something to do with, like, her eating a pig's heart or something? Like... Yeah, so like maybe pigs' hearts mean something and we just don't know.
I think pigs might be the most accessible animal when you need to, when a serial
rip
killer
a
decides
out.
That they want to send somebody a human organ or an animal organ, pig might be the easy option to find that.
Yeah, there's other pig organs in the rest of the... Yeah.
I don't remember. I'm gonna re-binge. Yeah. So I actually, weirdly enough, me and Julia watched this a month ago because we were hanging out. We're like, what should we watch? And we watched a few episodes and I was like, damn.
I watched episode one for this and I'm like, I have other stuff I need to be watching right now and I really want to keep watching.
I've only seen the special one time when we watched it together.
Yeah.
And it's like an hour and a half. It's on Netflix, right, Matt? Yeah, it doesn't give you
nothing.
Ah!
And it's after season two when you're like, there's a cliffhanger and you want some more. And there's literally not one thing to the actual storyline that matters.
I remember watching the season two reveal and being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, no, take it back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still good, but being like, no.
I'll just say that talking about an MTV show, I think season one as a Scream, like not parody, but like what do you want to call it?
Yeah, homage.
Yeah. Like an homage to Scream. I thought it was a perfect first season.
Me too.
Yeah. All the way to the reveal.
I mean, I thought the first episode crushed it enough for like...
In the reveal of the first season, the killer says this one line that slays me. I mean, it is pure comedy and it does not mean to be. And I really need you to at least finish season one so we could talk about it because it is chef's kiss. I mean, I don't even know if you know what I'll tell you. We'll talk about it post this.
Yeah.
But damn, is it fucking funny? I was like, they didn't mean to, but they did it for me.
Been binging Vampire Diaries, but I think I have to put it on hold and finish this.
This is such an easy binge. Like 10 episodes is so easy.
45 minutes in and out.
Did you guys notice that Netflix switched the order of how episodes or seasons are listed?
Yes.
Three to one.
I don't know.
Well, that is so easy to screw up. Like when Dad was getting ready to watch something, I was like, don't start at the last season, please.
If I had a nickel for every time I was like, do not, like, please pay attention to the episode you're on. Well, my dad is on my Netflix, my Prime and my Hulu on my parents' TVs.
Yeah.
And me, Jimmy, and my dad watch all the same shows. So I'm like, when he's watching Wynonna Earp, in the, like, I'm rewatching it, he's watching it, he's like starting on when I'm in season three and he's only in season one. I'm like, Dad, you're killing me. No, stop it, please. I'm like, I need you to like,
I'm
say,
like, really you just pissed play. About it because I clicked Scream and then it was like season three episode one and I'm like, who the fuck is using my Netflix?
why would Jim pick this piece of shit episode?
Truly, why I think they're maybe just trying to start you on like, hey, this is the newest season. You're on this, right?
I'm not.
Like,
I don't agree.
You're like, caught up.
Do better, Netflix.
Noah has like no scaries. I feel like I would have major drinking scaries the next day.
Oh, yeah. Waking up in the middle of a lake and thinking someone pulled you down.
I know. Well, scaries about that and scaries that I passed out and woke up on a because you know me, I got the worst scaries of all time with drinking. But in between the party and the school the next day, which is the like one of the final scenes, Audrey goes to Rachel's house. They have a little scene, but you see the killer watching them, which is cool.
That is cool, yeah.
Because at the end of the episode, you see Audrey and you kind of say like, wait a second, is she like the killer? You don't know, but you also saw somebody watching her. So it's like, is there multiple killers? Right, is there this? Is there that?
And if you know Scream 1, you're looking for it.
Yes. Yeah. So I liked... we barely touched on it, but Jake and Will have some weird business with spying.
Right.
We know that. They're talking about, like, did you delete it off your fingerprints are on this and that. And you never, like, I would die if I was in some sketchy business and my friend was being like Jake. I'm like, okay, please get it together.
Someone just died. And he's like, yeah, we got this thing going on with Nina. Can you wipe that laptop, please? Like, he's like, nah, it's all good.
I know. He has a Nina folder.
I know. I love it. When that music is playing and they're just like ripping through all the characters being like, who done it?
Yeah. And I mean, you also have to think about the sketchy teacher with Brooke.
Oh my God, we haven't talked about that at all. Okay, so hot teacher, hot. Who is probably the hottest person in the entire show.
Probably.
Correct?
I could agree with that.
I'm a Jake girl, but hot teacher is a hot boy.
Teacher.
Yeah. Is a hot boy, but he's banging Brooke.
Yeah.
Which
so
is
cliche.
I don't want to spoil this for you, but in episode two, just to like entice the listeners, in episode two, he's trying to break it off with Brooke and she hides a naked picture of herself somewhere in the classroom. Kind of like is like, okay, well, I had a naked picture of myself in your classroom, like good luck finding it. Like,
and
happy
he's
hunting.
Teaching and he's teaching and looking for it at the same time. It's
God.
So funny.
Books, he's teaching, he's pulling like picture frames back, and she is such a tease. I love her. She's so cool.
Yeah.
So I already brought it up once, but Riley, during the party, Noah's giving the story and telling everything to Riley, how it's going to work or how he thinks it's going to work because he's the serial killer expert. And she comes up to him again, like you're saying, very like, not Nina just died. Can you please just tell me like what the deal is? Who did it? What's going on? And he's like, I already gave the quote, but it doesn't matter who done it. And he's given his little speech, and like while he's giving the speech, that's when it's just showing all the different people and who could do it and all the sketchiness for each person. And you see, like at the end, he's sitting in his car and he's finishing up with his monologue, and he wipes his face and there's something red that goes across his face, whether it's blood, you don't know. But so then you're wondering, okay, is Noah the killer?
Yeah.
And then also Emma has a call, finally a call from Scream, the killer.
Yes.
And it's not the same voice, but it's good. I like it.
Blatantly masked. Like a masked like app
voice changer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he says he wants to lift the mask, you know, and he's doing the... So, pretty much he's saying you have the perfect life, perfect friends, perfect everything. You're fake. Everyone's fake and everyone wants it to be perfect social media. I'm here to lift the mask, pretty much, you know.
Ooh, I love that. Hello, Emma. I was like... fist in air. Like, there it is. That's the one. Hello, Sydney.
And we only see the killer's mask once, right? Because I remember going back because I told you guys how I saw the Scream, like the Scream 3, I guess, thing. So I'm waiting for Ghostface. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, wait, what the fuck is that?
Almost see it in the reflection in when he slices Nina in the back.
Yeah.
You can kind of see in the reflection, but only because I know what it looks like. I can be like, oh, yeah, that's the mask. I think you see it, right? I don't know. But
I think
just,
you
like,
only see it
in my head.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just assuming I see it in the first scene with Nina.
Yeah. I mean, you might. And I think maybe because one, like, at least for the room that I was in watching this, like, the TV, like, some scenes were so dark where, like, I don't know if you've ever had this with, like, the new kind of TVs where it's, like, if it's really dark and it's daylight, you're like, what the fuck? I can't see the fucking TV.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it was. So that could have been it. Like during that scene, it's kind of dark, so I couldn't see anything. And then I was like, wait, what is the mask? Like, I'm not seeing the ghost face mask. And then it clicked that it was...
Yeah. And Noah does say it's the protective mask, and it's kind of like, not to use it again, but an homage to the Scream mask. Like, it has like the mouth that's kind of open, the eyes, the dark eyes, but you could tell it's a protective plastic mask.
Way scarier than Ghostface.
Oh, yeah. And the cool thing about the lore is this. It's like, is it Will? Is it Jake? Is it
Audrey? Brandon James?
Is it Brandon James? Changes the game because there is no, in Woodsboro in the Scream movies, there is no like old town lore that goes back and you're like, well, is it the guy that they never found? They shot him and he went to the lake and they never found him again. It's like, is he back? Is he killing people for like some reason? It's awesome.
Yeah. And another thing we didn't bring up was the sheriff goes up to Noah and he says, we need to talk tomorrow at the station because Noah's the serial killer freak. You know, he knows everything and he's obsessed with Brandon James. So,
He said serial killers are like his Dallas Cowboys.
Noah's hands down my favorite character.
Yeah. Noah's great. I wish I've seen him somewhere else after this, but
I follow him. I follow them all and everything. They all like each other's posts. I like when they're friends behind the scenes. But yeah, I haven't seen Noah in anything either. Maybe like one or two things. I've seen Bex, who's Audrey, in a bunch of things. Yeah. Carlson Young, who plays Brooke, is married to the drummer for Foster the People.
Mm.
So I don't think she's been in much recently either. But Emma was in Little Women, but in the BBC.
Like the TV show version.
Yeah, not the like big Saoirse Ronan movie, whatever. But man, I love this show.
I love it.
Yeah, I remember knowing it was coming out. Me and Jimmy, I was home for the summer. I guess I was home for good at this point. I was out of Penn State, but we were like, we're watching it together. Mm-hmm. Like, come home. We're sitting on this couch and we're watching it together. And we were like, looked at each other like, fuck yes.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, we saw Scream 4 at midnight, right? Oh, no, I don't think we did.
No, we saw American Reunion at midnight.
I was at school at Penn State. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw American Reunion.
We will see Scream 5 at midnight.
Boy, will we.
If we're allowed to.
Multiple times. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll rig something up to make it, and we can watch it at midnight.
Right, I'll wear a hazmat suit and just go in and watch Scream 5.
Yeah. Or they might do what they did with, like, all the other movies that came out in, like, March and April, where they just put them on, like, Amazon Prime, and you could pay $20 to watch it.
Yeah.
Well, they announced that it's coming out in March, which I think is weird.
Of 2022?
Yeah. Not Halloween time, which I would have liked that better.
Oh,
but
lame. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's kind of pissing me off a little bit.
Yeah, only because that would have just heightened it a little bit more. But, I mean
Halloween Kills comes 2021.
Oh, I love Halloween.
Yes. Before we go, Jimmy, say the line we really like.
No.
Yes.
I'll tell you the story about how you sandbagged me in front of Billy.
Go ahead, do that.
Okay, so we go to, I guess it was for my birthday, right? You bought it for my birthday.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We go to a horror convention, and Billy Loomis was there.
Yeah, Skeet Boy.
Skeet. And we're actually like deciding if we're going to go up to him. We're kind of like, I'm like, fine. I'm like, I see him. I'm good. Like, I don't need to talk to him or anything. Kathleen was like, well, it's for your birthday. Let's just do it. So, like, I don't really know what I'm going to say. I don't really have anything to say, right? Yeah. Kathleen is Kathleen. So she's like, what's up, bro? What's good?
I'm like, Skeet.
So I literally just go, like, big fan or something. And she goes, Jimmy, say the line. Say the line. Say the Billy line. And I'm like, no. And he's going, say it. Say
you got
it.
A line?
And I'm like, no, I'm not. Because first of all, it's not Billy.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not Billy's line. And second of all, it's ridiculous. And if I would have did it, He would have been like, this kid is a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Say the line.
So
come on.
I already did it on The Haunting of Hill House. But no, I'm going to let him do it. But I already did it on The Haunting of Hill House. But I said it too. Jimmy is completely correct. It's like the ghost face voice. Like it's just a call that says it. So technically, could be Stu, could be Billy.
Right.
But it's not either of them.
It's not Skeet because the actor is its own voice. Like, you know, listen to me, you little bitch. So he's trying to get Sydney's attention,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And
I know the part that you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm. And we have a funny story when we're watching it. Remember, we're sitting downstairs like maybe 2 years ago. We're watching Scream, and she doesn't know that I'm making a video for my Instagram, like just watching it, saying that I'm watching it. And she's just sitting there, and all of a sudden, I'm just trying to take the video, and Kathleen goes, "Listen to me, you little bitch!" out of nowhere. And I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna start that one over again." Like,
That is so funny.
You can't watch Scream with me or Jimmy. We quote every single stupid line. Like, we love it front to back.
I'm so bummed you didn't say that in front of him. I think he would have loved it. But I totally feel you. If someone did that to me, I'd be like, no, stop. Like, if we walked in and, like, met, like, Tracy Turnblad and you were like, sing Good Morning Baltimore, I'd be like, no, stop. I don't even know that song.
Kathleen.
And Kathleen would be the one to do that. Like, does this really good impression. Jimmy, do it.
Well, let me just say that me and Jimmy are the kings and queens of wanting to meet people, but we're super stupid mega fans of people, but we're like the cool ones. So we're like, we're not going to say anything that's going to make an impression. We don't want to meet them. Like, don't meet your heroes.
Yeah.
It's only going to disappoint you type of thing. Like, when I met Allie and AJ, it was tragic. But with Jimmy, like, we've almost met Opie from Sons of Anarchy. Oh, but we're like, jealous. What would we possibly say?
I was like, I'm 5'8". He's like 6'5". Yeah. I can't get in the picture with this guy.
Yeah.
We have gone to many cons together and opt out of it. We're like, we'll do that. We'll meet this person. Then we go, no, we will not. Nope, we are not doing that anyway.
And he was the only one, and you embarrassed me.
No, we had a good one with him. I walked away and I was like, worth it.
Kathleen walked away because she nailed it. Yeah. I didn't nail it.
I was like, he's like, put his arm around me and was like tapping my shoulder. And I was like this.
I can't.
It's a good picture. He's freaking 50. He's good looking dude still.
Oh my God, hot.
Handsome. Okay, we got to wrap this up. But one last thing. He is leaving Riverdale, and there's a video of him with his like teeny bopper girlfriend and like videotaping him. And he's like, I'm leaving Riverdale because I was bored. And I'm like, shit, he's an asshole, isn't he?
Riverdale sucks.
So, dude. I mean, true. I saw he was going to be in a movie with like Tom Hanks or something. So maybe he's moving up in the world.
Yeah, you could have just been busting your chops. Don't get so soft.
No, it was like, okay, respect the show that has probably made you a lot of money. Like, Riverdale is a cash cow.
I know, but it's big time. Okay, before we wrap this up, I think that I should binge 1 and 2, and then we'll have Jimmy come back and talk about it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, they're going to say episodes 1 and 2. I'm like, okay, we'll do another episode on the same exact
thing. I'll be back 10 times.
You were like staring at me with your mouth open. I was like, what? What did I say?
Wait, before we go, Julie, who's the killer? 1, 2.
Wait, no, stop.
3.
I don't know. I don't know.
Pick one.
I was actually starting to think that it was that, like, we're going to find out that what's Bex's character's name?
Audrey.
Audrey is like Brandon James' like daughter or something.
Okay.
And it's her.
I love that guess. That's very thoughtful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know, because there's always some crazy shit that you just got to like keep in. It's something. It's definitely going to be someone we're not expecting. Like, they're really making it seem like it's Will and what's his face, Jake.
And
that's Bad how and like if they're following Scream, then I'm gonna be real pissed because then it's gonna be them. But also they're making it too obvious too soon that it would be them.
Yeah Sick.
So I don't think it's them.
All right, well, like that's the episode. Jimmy, do you have any podcasts you would like to plug that you're on?
I'm good.
Kidding.
So
did you say he's kidding?
I said you're kidding.
I'm good. So me and my lovely sister are on a podcast with 5 other people, and we're called Bingetown TV. I said earlier in the episode that we're the champions of the underrated shows. We follow mostly underrated or undervalued fantasy, sci-fi, horror shows. Sometimes we just jump in and do whatever the hell we want, but we do a weekly show for the 100 right now, and then we'll do a series called Binge With Us, where we take a few episodes at a time, and we'll binge them, and then we'll give our listeners a chance to binge as well, and then we go over it with them together via the podcast. We have another series, the Binge With Us Rooks and Vets, where we get at least two people who haven't seen the show to watch with 2 people who have seen it, and they do the podcast together, so you get a different viewpoint, I guess. Yeah, you get a different viewpoint from the Rooks and the Vets.
But it's fun.
It's fun.
We kill it. Binge Town TV. I hear it's a great podcast.
All right,
we're not gonna plug ourselves any longer.
Check it out, guys.
And there you have it. It is hilarious to listen to me and Kathleen pitching our Bingetown TV podcast over a year ago. A lot has changed in a year. We hope you guys enjoyed the episode. If you guys like what you heard, please check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Bingetown TV. Give us a 5-star review on any of your favorite podcast apps, or check us out at BingetownTV.com. If you're not yet a patron and looking to support the pod, you can check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/BingetownTV. You can also find it on our Instagram and website. Right now, we have 2 tiers available, Binge Townie and Binge Town Homie. The first tier, Binge Townie, is just $2 a month and is available if you just want to send some support our way. With this tier, you will get a shout out from us on the podcast. Our second tier, Binge Town Homie, has all the exclusive content. This tier is $5 a month and you get exclusive patron-only podcast episodes, early access to our celebrity interviews, and exclusive patron-only unedited celebrity video interviews, plus a lot of other bonus material. We appreciate all of your support and hope you guys all join the fun because our exclusive episodes are going to get wild. All right, guys, that'll do it for us today. Once again, we are Binge Town TV, and thank you so much for listening.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.